Quick rundown to get you started. USC is reportedly closing in on veteran coach Gary Patterson as defensive coordinator.
We'll look at five roster ties between the Patriots and Broncos heading into the AFC Championship. Familiar faces on both sides.
In Montreal, Cole Caulfield buried the game winner as the Canadiens edged the Wild 4-3. A big night for him and some controversy on the ice.
Seahawks QB Sam Darnold is trending toward being ready for the NFC title, but won't be full go in practice all week.
And finally, our simulation model ran 10,000 reps per matchup. We'll walk through the picks and where the edges might be.
All right, let's dive in. First up, USC and Gary Patterson. Big name, big experience. What's happening?
Reports say USC is closing in on a deal to make Gary Patterson their defensive coordinator. Patterson's a familiar presence in college football, 20 years as TCU's head coach, 181 wins, 17 bowl games, 2 AP Coach of the Year awards. He and Lincoln Riley go back to Big 12 days, and now Patterson would become Riley's third DC in as many years.
USC's defense under Danton Lynn improved noticeably, and Lynn is leaving for Penn State. Bringing in Patterson signals USC wants an experienced, steady hand ahead of 2026. Someone who's built programs and handled conference transitions. At 65, Patterson isn't a flash hire. He's a grinder with an extensive resume who should bring structure and credibility to the unit.
The practical read: expect more discipline, multiple fronts, and situational savvy. Patterson's strength historically has been adapting schemes to players. That'll help USC as they chase national relevance and try to shore up defensive consistency week to week.
Moving to the NFL. Five roster ties between the Patriots and Broncos. This season's AFC Championship is full of familiar names. Walk us through some of the notable links.
On Denver's side, you've got Jarrett Stidham at QB, a former Patriot, now unexpectedly starting after Bo Nix's ankle surgery. Wideout Lil Jordan Humphrey and linebacker Alex Singleton also have Patriots history in their resumes, though they made bigger impacts elsewhere.
And for New England, Trent Sherfield and Yasir Durant are two players who've crossed between clubs. Sherfield recently landed on New England's practice squad after time in Denver. Durant has had short stops all over the league, including a brief Broncos stint. The broader point, personnel familiarity and coaching ties, Josh McDaniels and other staff connections can influence game planning and comfort on game day.
Those shared histories matter in matchups where small edges and knowledge of tendencies can change play calling or opponent preparations. Expect coaches to leverage intimate knowledge of players who spent time with them.
Switching gears to hockey. Cole Caulfield in Montreal. What a night for him.
Caulfield scored the game winner as the Canadiens squeaked by the Wild 4-3. Marking his 25th goal of the season. Kirby Dach returned to the top line with Suzuki and Caulfield in place of Alex Texier, and rookie Ivan Demidov turned in another strong performance, close to a multi-point night if his teammates had finished chances.
There was also an officiating wrinkle, a call that drew heavy criticism, and an apology from ref Eric Furlatt after review. Officiating aside, Montreal showed depth and timely scoring. And yes, they cheekily tagged Team USA on social after the goal, poking fun at Caulfield's omission from the U.S. Olympic roster conversation.
Quick hit. Other NHL notes included Dougie Hamilton's steady play, the Anderson trade to Vegas, and chatter about Matthew Tkachuk's return in Florida. Lots happening across the league as teams jockey for position down the stretch.
Back to the NFL and the NFC picture. Sam Darnold's status for the Seahawks. He played well last week but has an oblique issue. What's the plan?
Coach Mike McDonald says Darnold is improving and the team is cautious. He won't be full go in every practice this week. Darnold feels good and is focused on rehab, but the club will protect him with a measured plan. If anything changes, Drew Locke or Jarrett Stidham would be the emergency options. Neither an ideal scenario, but both experienced backups.
So short version, trending positive, limited practice, monitored closely. That's the kind of status that keeps Sunday's plans fluid right up until kickoff.
Final segment, our simulation model. We ran 10,000 sims per conference championship game and pulled out edges and likely outcomes. Host the highlights?
Patriots versus Broncos. Model likes a tight game, sees Denver's defense as a major factor. But with Bo Nix out and Jarrett Stidham starting, the model gives the Patriots a slight edge. Best betting edge noted was Broncos +4.5, meaning if you like the home dog to keep it close, that's the spot.
Rams versus Seahawks. This is the marquee matchup, both top offenses and defenses by DVOA. The sims point to a razor-close contest, with the model slightly favoring the Rams at a small spread edge, Rams plus 2.5 in the write-up. Turnovers will be decisive. Get ready for a chess match on Sunday.
Bottom line from the sims: expect low margins, defense and turnovers to swing games, and shop lines early if you plan to bet. Our model gives you probabilities, but in these championships, one play changes everything.
That's our roundup. If you want deeper breakdowns, player-by-player analytics, or full betting cards, catch the full episode of our daily podcast, link in the show notes, and make sure to subscribe.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back with previews, injury updates, and final predictions closer to kickoff. Have a great weekend of sports, and we'll see you next time.